look at you all. Looking all beautiful this morning. Tan rested and ready for the big Saturday. It's a big 41st annual Telluride Bluegrass Festival Consciousness Raising Event. All right. The name comes from a firefighting term referring to the human condition upon the rural landscape, which means, well, it seems natural that these folks would be calling themselves what they call them because they come from the urban landscape. They come from the San Francisco Bay Area. Matter of fact, we could say that these are the kings and queen of paleograss, kind of a new thing going on the West Coast. They're blazing a trail of awards and accolades that would make a Heisman Trophy winner blush. To put it simply, these folks are on fire. Winners of the 2013 Telluride Band Competition, it seems only appropriate to have them celebrate the winnings for this year. It's High Rise Bluegrass in the High Rise of Colorado. Everybody, once again, say hello to Front Country.
Good morning, Telluride!
How you doing?
Smell of pine, it's tallest and cedar. had a yellow jacket chasing me a second ago. Sorry about that. I think it was that paleo diet we're supposedly on. We just smell like meat all the time.
I want to give a big shout out to Trout Stick Revival. Take it home today. Come on. Well, I grew up in Virginia and hear the tune by a Virginia band called the Honeydew Drops. California, we have a festival called the Strawberry Music Festival. Many of us have gone to. Yeah. I'd say there's a little bit of Telluride vibe at that festival. And this next tune is by a guy named Cactus Bob Cole. He goes to Strawberry a lot. And we're very happy that that festival got saved this year. It's going to happen. We didn't think it was going to happen because of the fire. It's going to happen this fall. So here's this tune called Blue Blue Feeling.
Riding down that long, lonesome highway, underneath that blue Texas sky. You know I had to leave it all behind me. Pain was the first thing on my mind.
Last time we were here, we recorded a brand new record, and we are very, very proud to say that Telluride is the first place that we have it for sale. We just got it in the mail the other day, and so it's back there, and we're going to do this next tune from the new record. It's actually one of the ones we did last year in the finals, and maybe it was the one that tipped it in our favor. We'll never really know, but this is a good tune by a Northern California songwriter named Utah Phillips. All right, I like it. This is Rock, Salt, and Nails.
Can I erase?
Our banjo player now. He's been coming out to Colorado to play bluegrass every summer since 2002. I know it doesn't seem that long, but that's like 12 years ago, which is kind of crazy. But he's very happy to be here, and he's going to tell you about this next tune. Make him feel welcome. This is Jordan Klein on the banjo.
Thank you, Telluride. Thanks so much. Such a thrill to be here. We're going to do a song written by my friend Will Fort. It's about disappearing sheets of ice. It's called Glacier Song. Clinging to a mountainside, hanging from my toes, when I was just a frozen puddle, packing in the snow. Pump the rocks out in the sun, my brother and my sis, together we would drift apart and carve the mountain cliff. Now I don't know where I go. From me, down the gullies in the mountainside.
Crazy? Okay, we're gonna get our mainland player up here to get a little crazy. I'm gonna introduce him to you. He wrote this next tune. It was a big year for him last year. He was nominated for a Grammy Award for his work with the Modern Mandolin Quartet. And he wrote this next song, and it's kind of hard. You know, that's what they do when they get Grammy nominated. They write hard songs. We're gonna do our best. Ladies and gentlemen, please make him feel welcome on mandolin. This is Adam Roskowitz. This is called Day Sleeper. Be any nicer on this stage, looking at everybody with this nice breeze blowing in the clouds. This is perfect, y'all. Perfect Saturday at Telluride.
We're from California, but we're secretly in love with Colorado. We'll get to that later. Song I wrote, it's another one that we played last year here on the stage. It's a song about an old-timey stripper in the Gold Rush days. It's actually, oh, thank you. I see we have some fans out there. She was actually an apparition of Mother Nature, taking all the gold back from the miners and returning it to the earth and then vanishing. This is called Gold Rush Goddess. Thank you. so feel free to stay. Song that we're going to play you is brand new. We've never played it before on a stage anywhere.
Debuting for you, saving it for you.
And there's a really good reason for this, actually. It's kind of like a Dear John letter to California, because we love Colorado so much, and we just keep coming here, and it feels like we're cheating on our home state. But so this is a tune that we wrote. It's on our new record. It's called Colorado.
God.
That was for you guys.
I co-wrote that song with Kai Wilkes.
All right, over there on the fiddle, tearing it up today. I think he's tearing it up. What do you guys think?
It's okay.
I think yesterday he like hiked up to that waterfall, is what he told me. Making for a welcome, folks. Over there on the fiddle, that's Leif Karlstrom. Back here on the bass, looking so fine as always. Making for a welcome, Mr. Zach Sharp.
And I want to introduce this guy who's been introducing everybody else this whole show. Over here on lead guitar, this is Jacob Brutman. He's going to sing one for you now. This is another one that's on our brand new CD, available at the Country Store. We'll be over there, I think, at 12:30, if in case anybody wants to get it signed or anything like that. We're new here, but it's been great playing for you guys.
Here's a Bob Dylan song. Hung your mom across long ago. Far away, things like that don't happen no more nowadays. Chained slaves, they dragged the ground with heads and hearts hung low. But it was during the Lincoln's time, and it was long ago, long ago. Far away, things like that don't happen no more backstage after that.
We're going to play a few more that are on this brand new album. We're so excited to get it out here. We're not going to release it for another 2 months, but we just decided we had to have it at Telluride. And so we got her done. We got it on a UPS truck just a couple days ago and then drove out here from California. This next song is a Sarah Siskin song. Any Sarah Siskin fans out there? I think you guys might know this one. So I'm not sure if we told you the title of our new record, but this next song is the title track.
I'm taking a second to introduce you to Melody here, hailing from Martinez, California. Anybody? Oh, yes. Oh.
Big shout out to Mom and Dad, also from Martinez.
Singing so pretty, writing some of these great songs. Make her feel welcome to Telluride. This is Melody Walker.
This is called Sick of the Sound.
Kelly Walker, folks.
So that's our new record. It's called Sake of the Sound.
We got time for just a couple more. This has been a real, real honor, real pleasure to be here playing for you today. Stick around, you know, guess who's next? Peter Rowan.
Also from the Bay Area. Woo-woo.
And I want to send a very, very special thanks to all Quinn at Bluegrass, Steve and Craig and everybody who's been so wonderful. This really is, it's like the best festival. You know, you read about it in the news leading up to it. It's like the little Huffington Post articles. What are the best festivals in America? Telluride is number one all the time. We're going to do one Melody wrote. Great tune called Family Band. Some of you in the audience know this tune. If you don't, we'd love for you to sing along. It's a real easy chorus, and come back in the end. We're going to yell everybody and hope that you will sing with us. Tent at 12:30 to pass along anything you care to take home. We have Melody and I have a duo record. Leaf and Adam have a duo record. And Front Country has a brand new record available for the first time at Telluride. Very, very happy to share with you. This is the first tune on the record. It's a gospel song. We took it and destroyed it. It's called Gospel Train.
Oh, I woke up with heaven on my mind.
wonder, will my children be on that train?
Thank you.